Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, have you ever felt that you are the only one that is experiencing loss of motivation and troubled times? We are not alone. Join me, Debbie Martin Garcia, and special guests for uplifting testimonies and motivational talks right here on the Pure Inspiration Talk Show.
Hi guys, it's me, your host Debbie Martin Garcia. Good to be here today. Thank you so much for joining me once again for Pure Inspiration. And here in London, it's just been a crazy day. It's just been sunshine and rain. It's just all day. It's just been on and off. I'm here and I'm grateful to be here to share with you once again. So if you had the opportunity to look on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and so forth, you would have an idea of what today's show is about. And it is the definition of success. And as you probably well know, there are so many definitions. I think everybody probably has their own interpretation and definition of success, what success means to them. So I just wanted to share that with you and get some feedback, share my opinions, share opinions of others that I've been doing some research, just have a conversation with you guys as I always do. Like I said, it's not all about what I think is correct. I only can give you the knowledge and the understanding that I have, but I really do appreciate and love your input. So if you want to join me today and be part of the show, you can join me on Facebook at Pure Inspiration. Twitter is at Pure Inspire, or you can call in. And for those that are in the UK, this is an international number. So unless you've got free international calls on your phone, then you will be charged. The number to call in on is 516-66-69941. I'll say that again, 516-66-69941. So I'm going to see if I can get the chat room up. So it'll be good for those who, you can tweet on Twitter or you can send me a message via Facebook, but I'm going to get the chat room up. Hopefully I'll have that running shortly. What is your definition of success? Because the English Oxford Dictionary's definition of success is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. So if you have a purpose, really a goal, and you accomplish that aim, purpose, goal, then it's successful or you're a success. Now, like I say to you guys every week, typically I have these conversations with you and bring up topics because it's something that I may have discussed during the week, or it's something that has been on my mind in terms of where I've been at, what I've been doing and so forth. This topic has been something that I've been speaking about. I always speak about success, successful people. I was at a conference at the weekend and they were saying, wow, you just sound so successful. And I said to them, okay, great. I said, what does success mean to you? And what I found was that everybody's interpretation and definition of success was different. So I thought, this would be a really good topic to speak about and to get people's opinions about what success is for them. So that's why I'm doing it today. The chat room's up, so if anyone wants to join me in the chat room, that would be fantastic. So I was doing some research during the week, from last week and yesterday, and I think for me, society has labelled success in this way, that if you're on TV, if you're making lots of money, then you're successful. If you're a CEO of a company, obviously people consider you to be successful. But the people that are doing things that are successful to them, they're not really recognised, they're not really noticed. So myself, I once was a size 18 in English measurements, that is. I was once a size 18 and I lost all a lot of weight, and I went to from a size 18 to a size 8, which was too small for me, admittedly, but I was very determined to lose the weight that I had gained, and got quite carried away with doing so because it became a lifestyle, and because it became a lifestyle, my weight was constantly kept off and kept going down. However, for me, I saw that as a great success. I thought I did really, really well, and a lot of my friends and family thought, wow, that was amazing. It was really successful of you doing that. But people wouldn't really necessarily think that's successful. They just think, oh, well, that's great. She managed to lose, some weight. That's just really good on her. But if I was a celebrity and I had lost that weight, it would have been publicized. It would have been really blown up. It would have been like, wow, she's really successful. She's doing great things. And, you would have been on magazines and you would have been on talk shows and you would have been on the news. And it would have really been blown up like that. And I think that they're not on the TV and not celebrities. They don't get the recognition for the things that they're doing that are successful. So I was looking at some quotes, and I could identify with quite a few of them actually, in terms of what is success. So this one says the achievement of something desired. So it goes back to what the English dictionary says when it says the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. You achieving something that you desired. So it's basically a goal that you set. Or aim, or whatever word you want to use, and you've achieved it. So, for me, it doesn't have to be something big and major for me to say that I was successful. And I think it's important that we acknowledge that we can be successful in small things, because those are the things that boosts your confidence. Those are the things that causes you to go up higher. So when you achieve on smaller levels, it I think anyway that it encourages you and inspires you to keep on going and achieving more and more as you go along. Make your visions bigger, make your aims and your goals bigger, because if you can be successful in small things, you will transfer the same skills that you use and the mindset that you use to be successful in the small things to be successful in big things. That's what I sincerely believe. And another quote actually says, fall seven times, stand up eight. So it's about keep on going. In order to be a success, I believe that it's important for you to keep on going, keep on moving, because when you are at the stage where you have messed up, it is important that you say, right, I've messed up, but I want to keep on moving. I want to keep on doing this. I don't want to fail. I want to keep on moving. And I think that people who are successful are people that are determined and willing to keep on going, no matter how hard it actually gets. That's my opinion. It would be good if you can share your opinion and tell me what you actually think. Another quote that I actually saw, which I thought was really good. What it is, it's got success in two areas. So it says, on one hand, this is what people think success looks like, which is like a straight line. And on the other hand, it says, this is what success really looks like, which is like squiggly. It's like squiggly lines, because we should know by now that to become successful, there is going to be the highs, there is going to be the lows, there is going to be the rights, there is going to be the lefts. And it's never going to be like a straight line. It's never going to be smooth sailing, putting a lot of hard work and a lot of determination in order to be successful. And like I said, the work that I put in to lose weight, and you may know this, but it takes at least 21 days to form a habit. So if I gave up after 7 days, 14 days, I may not have continued with my success in losing the weight that I needed to. So it is about persistence, and it's about making sure that the goal that you set also is measurable, that it is something that you can achieve, because I think that there's nothing more frustrating than setting yourself this major, major goal and you haven't taken steps towards that major goal. So set yourself smaller tasks and then accomplish those, and then as time goes on, you make that vision bigger and bigger and bigger in order to achieve. Another definition of success lies in doing not what others consider to be great, but what you know to be right. And again, I agree with that, because somebody else's definition of success doesn't have to be something that you take on board. You have to be true to yourself and know what's right for you. So, like I said, a lot of the celebrities, and we see on the TV that there's like overnight celebrities, people who haven't worked as hard as, you know, you get X Factor and Britain's Got Talent and things like that. And not that there aren't amazing singers and people who have been struggling for ages to get into the music industry, but there are some people, reality TV and so forth, that gets that overnight fame. So people will look on that and think, wow, that person's really successful. Somebody that's won the millionaire lottery, that person's really successful, because they probably would have started a business, or they might be just driving a flash car. A flash car to some people indicates success. Wearing fancy clothes to some people indicates success. But if that isn't what your definition is, if that isn't what your definition is, don't allow others to label you or put that on you, so that you will feel as though you are only successful if you're driving the latest car or wearing the latest designer clothes. That's their thing. You just be true to yourself. So like I said, there's lots of definitions about success, and there's quite a few of them that I actually agree with. This is another one. The key to success is finding the balance between caring. And that goes back to say, you have to really think about the things that you care about and what is important to you and how you're going to achieve that success. And there's a lot of people who have money and they have notoriety and they have that celebrity status, but they don't feel as though they're successful because their personal life might not be great. They might want to have children and they haven't been able to have children. And for some people, having a child is like a big, major success, something that they've achieved, a big accomplishment. So sometimes just labeling things as, I think labeling cars and materialistic things as successful, I think that my personal opinion is that that's quite shallow in terms of thinking that's what makes you seem successful, because ultimately those things are out there for pretty much anybody to get. It's all about the money, whether you have the money. I don't think that you should have materialistic things and say that you're successful because you've got those. I don't see that as success. This is a good one, another good one. Success is the ability to go from failure to another with not loss of enthusiasm. So that's basically saying, if you're the ability to go from one failure to another without losing the motivation, without losing the drive, without losing the momentum, that you're able to somehow use that as a stepping stone. And even though you may have failed, you continue to keep it moving. Maya Angelou, she says, success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. And I think that that sums it up nicely, I think. Liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. I think that that really sums it up in a nice way. Like I said, everybody's got their definition. What's your definition? Haven't heard from anybody just as yet, which would be good if I did, because then I will be able to, you know, we'll be able to have that dialogue in terms of what your definition of success is, and how you looked at your successes in your life and how you've basically labeled them. So yeah, I would like to hear from you. You can hit me up on Twitter, which is at Pure Inspire. Nearly lost my train of thought there. At Pure Inspire. Facebook is Pure Inspiration. And you can obviously come on the line and we can talk on the line. Like I said, if you haven't got international calling, if you're in the UK, it is going to be chargeable to you. But for those that are in America and got free calls, you can call 516-666-6941. The number again, 516-666-6941. Or you can join me in the chat room, which is really cool and exciting because I can message you at the same time. So yeah, what is your definition of success? Like I said, I have varying views. I don't have one set opinion. Like, I've read a few different ones since I've come on, and I agree with them, because they're breaking it down in such a good way. I've got also some other successful people who share their opinions on what success is for them. And that's why I said for the individuals, it will be what they consider it to be. Winston Churchill said success is going from failure. Oh, actually, that's the quote that I actually read. I didn't realize that quote was actually his, because it's part of a quote. Yeah, going from failure to failure. It's basically just written a different way, but basically going from failure to failure, and let me read it properly. Success is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. As I said earlier on, it's about keeping the momentum and keep on going despite you having the failures. And I think I do think that's important, that you keep that momentum going and be determined. That way, you know, ultimately when you've accomplished the thing that you set out to do, you know that it is being hard work, and you must feel successful. You must feel good within yourself. I don't know if you have to put it as, oh, I'm a successful individual. But I was sharing a few weeks ago about positive thinking. Well, that was last week, about positive thinking and having that self-affirmation. You have to acknowledge when you are doing good, and don't feel ashamed to shout it from the rooftops. Don't feel as though, wow, I'm just big-headed and, you know, people just look at me in a particular way. Because if you have achieved something and you've worked really hard, you've just gone to uni, been studying for like 4 years and stuff, yeah, post that stuff on, you know, social media. Let people know that you've worked extremely hard and it has paid off for you. I don't think that you need to keep quiet about that, but I think that sometimes people keep quiet about it because they feel intimidated by what other people are going to say. But if you have worked hard and you have overcome so many obstacles to achieve the things that you set out to, then yeah, I think it's important that you share that and you pat yourself on the back and say, well done. So Richard Branson his definition, he says, the more you're actively and practically engaged, the more successful you will feel. So he's really talking about success really be a feeling, because I think that you can be actively doing something and, like he said, practically engaged and doing something, because the more that you do it, is the more successful. I would basically look at it from a point of view of the more you achieve some small goals, it encourages you and empowers you to keep on moving and making you feel as though, yes, I have, I wouldn't say arrived, but I have succeeded in the things that I've actually set out to do. So like I said, there's so many definitions on what actually success is, the definition behind it. What is your definition of success? How do you determine what is successful? Do you go by what the media is saying, what society is saying, what is successful? You know, share with me what you think it is, or how you've done things that have attributed to you, you know, being acknowledged as someone that is successful. You can share that with me. I will listen to you and appreciate what you have to say. So yeah, got another quote here, which is a man is a success if he gets up in the morning and gets to bed at night, and in between he does what he wants to do. That's by Bob Dylan. I think that you waking up in the morning and you when you get into bed at night, I think that's just purely the grace of God just keeping you another day. I wouldn't attribute that to success. However, if you was an individual who was going through depression and found it really difficult to get out, you had phobias of crowds, or you was really depressed and you didn't want to get out of the house, and you got up and you got out of the house, yeah, that is successful. So, like I said, it's where you're at, really. It's the things that you're going through that I think will determine your success. Because, yeah, there are people who are going through a depressing time and find it difficult to leave their house. Again, if you're someone that is a hoarder, where your house is packed to the rafters, and you manage to go through the process and you manage to declutter and get rid of all of these stuff in your house and so forth, to somebody else, they might not think there's nothing to it. They probably think, well, that's the least that you can do to help yourself. But when you look on the flip side of it, it is that person being successful in achieving that aim, that goal. I need to declutter, and I've actually done it. I've managed to do that. So you see what I'm saying? It's your interpretation. It's where you're at. It will determine whether you consider to be something that is successful. And I don't think that anybody can really define that to you. And I don't think that the media and TV and all of that actually helps people, because something I actually posted today on my Instagram was about comparison. And basically, the reason why a lot of people don't feel successful is because they compare themselves to somebody else, and somebody else's aim and goal can be completely different from what your one is. And you can look at someone and think, wow, how comes they're doing that? They're really successful. And I'm just doing this. So there are some people that it's taken them a really long time to get a job. And something like sweeping the streets might come up, and it's taken them 6 months, taken them a year to get a job, and then they get that job. For them, that's success. But for for other people, they're like, that isn't successful at all. That doesn't make them a success at all. And that's why it's important for your definition to be for it to be true for you. What I actually posted on Instagram and Facebook, Twitter, doing the whole social media thing was, frustration can come when you compare yourself to others. If you are a tortoise, you will never be able to move as fast as a hare, but you will get to the finish line if you keep it moving. So, you know, you can get frustrated about you not being a success if you compare yourself to somebody who is doing something probably that you want to do. But if you, like I said, if you're not if you're a hare and you're not a tortoise, or if you're a tortoise and not a hare, you're not going to be able to move as fast as that hare. But as long as you keep on moving, as long as you keep on going in the direction that you set your goals in, that's what makes you successful. You keep on going and you're achieving it eventually. Might not achieve it today or tomorrow, but eventually you will get there and you will achieve it, and that's what is successful. So I'm going to read a couple more quotes. I haven't had anyone in the chat room with me today, but that's all good. For those that are listening to the show, you know, you can always send in your messages and interact with me via the social media network. So that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can always hit me up on those with your opinions, share your opinions of what you thought about the subject matter, and even give your feedback in terms of your, like this subject's obviously the definition of success. You can give your feedback at a later date. As you know, that these are downloadable. You can actually download them. You can listen to them over and over if necessary, or share them with friends and family. I'd really appreciate your feedback. So here's another one. Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success. That's Henry Ford. So that was his definition. So coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress, but working together is success. And yeah, I've worked alongside people doing events and so forth, and you always hear the saying, teamwork makes the dream work. It takes a team of people to make an event a success. Not just one individual, it takes a team of people to make it a success, working together. So I totally understand what Henry Ford is saying there. Working together is a success. Let me see if I find another one before I actually go. There's so many good quotes out there. I love reading quotes. That's just my thing. I actually do get inspiration from them. Here's one before I go. Don't chase someone else's definition of success. That's exactly what I was saying earlier on. Somebody else's definition will actually cause you to be frustrated and feel as though you're not successful. So I hope that's given you a little bit of an insight on what I think about the definition of success. It doesn't have one label. You cannot define it in one word or and sum it up in one way. Even though the English dictionary, they've basically said the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. I guess ultimately that is what it is. It is an accomplishment of a goal or a purpose that you've actually set. So yeah, that's my definition of success. And I hope that you've enjoyed today's show. And like I said, you can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and let me hear your views. Let me hear your opinions. And I would love your feedback and your input. And you can also suggest ideas for other shows as well. So you can send me an email at pureinspiration2014@gmail.com and, you know, share your ideas, things that you'd probably like me to speak about at a later date. So thanks again for listening to me, your host Debbie Martin Garcia on Pure Inspiration. I look forward to sharing with you again next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Pure Inspiration Talk Show. If you have any comments or suggestions for future topics, or maybe you would just like to be on the show, why not drop me a line at pureinspiration2014@gmail.com. I look forward to being with you next time on the show. Until then, bye for now.